It's great to have the opportunity to share news about Food Bank and what happened since March 2020. What a year it has been. Just as some background, Heart Food Bank has been around since 2011. So this year we will commemorate our 10th anniversary. Our motto is, we provide emergency food to local people in crisis. Our job is to feed people who ask for help for 1 week or many weeks for as long as it takes. I think on the film you just saw, we try and help people who have tried all the other avenues to get help, and hopefully the little bit of help we can give them will sustain them until they can maybe get back to work or they can get their benefits. Usually, people contact a referral agent, such as a debt advisor, housing association, school, medical expert, or social worker when they need help. They can also call us direct and self-refer. A year ago, at the start of lockdown, we were given the opportunity to share God's love and blessings to a much larger number of people. Our client numbers increased by 150%. Just think about that, 150% more. Businesses closed, people lost their jobs, or they got less money than usual. They still had bills to pay and mouths to feed. So I want us to think about how we are. Every time we cook and share food with our family and friends, we should remind ourselves that we are lucky to have sufficient for our needs. Last year, especially, people said to me, I have enough. What can I give to others? Think of some ways that you care for your friends. Maybe you listen to them. You help find solutions to their problems. You give them some of your time. You share your love with them and help them to use their skills and talents. And we did the same thing at our food bank. We cared for our older volunteers, allowing them to shield from the virus. Maybe you know someone who had to shield, or you had to shield during lockdown. So you know how that felt, and how lonely and isolated you could feel. But we also need to keep our volunteers safe, so we ask them to stay at home. We listened to the churches when they had to close. You, the parishioners, had always been our main donors for food. I had to say, don't worry, this isn't your fault. Please keep praying, and we will find an alternative to get our donated food. So thank goodness we could welcome the supermarkets. The supermarket's generosity from April last year was fantastic. We listened to cafes and takeaways when they had to close. We said, we'll try our best to find a home for your food so that it doesn't go to waste. Even if I arrived at the food bank and saw a big crate of Starbucks food and drink, which, believe you me, it's very hard to shift if you're used to just giving out ambient food. But we did it. And we helped British Gas drivers keep their jobs. They responded to Trussell Trust, who asked for help. And we were able to keep them employed, so they could deliver food in between the supermarkets and our warehouse. So that was really good for them and us. We welcomed new volunteers who maybe had more time on their hands as they worked from home. We said, if it helps your health and well-being to give time to the food bank, then that will help us to serve people in crisis. Think of how friends care for you if you were in need. How do you think a good friend might help you? Maybe they might listen to what challenges you are facing at this time. They may cheer you up with a joke. They might share some favourite things with you. Books, music, memories, anything which might make you feel better. We do the same for our food bank clients. They ask us for emergency food parcels because they are in crisis. Maybe they don't have friends or family who can come to their aid. Maybe they've tried to contact lots of other places and nobody has answered. Just like the people on that film, I've had feedback from some of our clients who faced not having enough money for food for the first time ever. It was the first time they'd been unemployed, and it's the first time they had to take a lower income. There were lots of reasons, and they are very grateful to have just that food parcel. I can remember an elderly couple who were they had problems ordering online. They didn't have enough money, or they didn't feel safe going to the shops. And one of them was quite seriously ill with respiratory problems. And when they got their food parcel, they'd never had one before, they said to me they were absolutely overwhelmed. And they just couldn't believe that someone would be so kind to them. We always welcome people who come to our food bank, just like they're our friends. We don't judge them. We want to help. Think about this when we meet new people to our area, when we shop, when we take our exercise. We should share friendship and kindness with others and not pass judgment. We are able to share food with our clients because we ensure that we have enough food donated to feed all the people who come to help. We do this by having plenty of donation collection points, Waitrose, Morrisons and Co-op. All their staff and customers are really good to us and give us lots of donations. And I'd like to thank you because I expect all of you at some stage have given to those collections. And I never forget people say to me, I have enough and how can I give to others? We always listen to our clients if they need extra or long-term help. This is challenging at the moment because we're not permitted to speak to them face to face. But in the normal circumstances, hopefully in the future, we invite them to talk to some professional experts to help them get back on their feet. I've been project manager at Heart Food Bank since 2014, so that's over 6 years. This last year, even though it's been our busiest and toughest, it has been full of love, compassion and generosity. And here are just a few of the things that happened. When some of our volunteers had to shield, I was never had so many new volunteers asked to help us all at once. We had fathers and sons, mums and daughters, partners, all willing to give their time to our food bank. It was lovely. Out of the blue, a group of sewing experts from Fleet contacted me and asked if we wore face coverings at the food bank. And I said, yes, we do. So their talented group made us 120 reusable fabric face coverings. They were very useful. We added them to food parcels and our volunteers wore them too. Now, Heart is usually quite an affluent and rich area, although we do have that hardship. So our food bank, as I said earlier, is very, very much needed. But some areas of Camberley and Basingstoke have much larger populations than Heart. And sometimes their food banks don't have enough food for the people in need. We were able to give some of our surplus food to those communities. That included the United Reformed Church Community Cafe, because they had to close, but they still wanted to give people food, but they didn't have any donations. That's just one example. So we really, really like giving surplus food so that we can share some of the things that we have. Between harvest and Christmas, we had lots of food donated by school children and their parents. This meant that we were able to give away hundreds of special Christmas food parcels, jam-packed with extra special goodies. One group we donated to is Hart and Rushmore Young Carers. These are children under 18 years of age who care for others in their household. Their leader told me that they have suffered hardship, stress, and bereavement during this pandemic. Don't they deserve an extra treat? Well, your donations made that possible. So what have I learned from this year, from the pandemic and food bank? We were given that opportunity to share God's love and blessing with a much larger number of people. We were blessed with the generosity and kindness of strangers. Some became real friends of ours. And I like to remind myself that I'm lucky and have sufficient for my needs. I have enough. So what can I give to others? Thank you for listening.